How do you stage a drone show in the sky, cascading from the Market Street Bridge in downtown Chattanooga for this Independence Day and the celebration of America 250? Daniel Webb is Director of Operations with Full Spectrum. James Woods is Director of Sales for Pyro Shows. Daniel, James, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having us. We're very excited to talk about this event.
Absolutely. Great to be here and great to be part of this amazing celebration.
Tell us more about how this collaboration came together to celebrate America 250 on July 4th over the Tennessee River here in Chattanooga.
Full Spectrum and Pyro Shows have had a long history of working together on these high-profile shows. We were recommended to Hamilton County by Pyro Shows for the 250th celebration, which we are extremely thankful for. From there, planning and creative meetings took place over 8 months before this event. So it has been an absolute pleasure working with all teams from the county, city, and partners to make this event a reality.
One of the things that we've enjoyed so much about this is the opportunity to present and bring back an icon to the Chattanooga area with the waterfall effect there off the Market Street Bridge. Very excited when we got the request to put this together, and also very glad to be working with Full Spectrum on another event.
We'll talk more about the waterfall in a moment. I want to start with the celebration featuring 500 drones in what's described as a choreographed patriotic performance. Please share a few hints of what people will see.
Sure. So our in-house creative team at Full Spectrum, we took a more creative approach to making the show a very customized and unique experience. So during the performance, you can expect to see patriotic tributes to members who support our country, Americana-style imagery, local region imagery, and American history, all with a patriotic coloration.
And then along with the drone show in the sky, there will be that 1,000-foot pyro waterfall cascading from the Market Street Bridge. James, talk more about that and how that calls back to people here in Chattanooga.
Sure. I guess the most familiar spot that the waterfall has been used is for the Riverbend Music Festival. 40 years of very successful events there, and I know that we were involved in 25-plus. I personally was involved in at least a dozen of those events. So we're really glad to be able to bring this thing back. Obviously, the imagery that's going to be produced by the drones is really incredible. And we're just glad that we can kind of supplement things and bring back one of these icons that is so popular to the area. But we also have a few little surprises up our sleeve, more than the waterfall, that we'll get to see as the finale to this great event.
And without giving away the surprises, just paint a picture for people who didn't see this in years past of how this pyro waterfall will unfold.
So the way it's designed and the way it's installed is it will be suspended from the Market Street Bridge. And as you mentioned, this is going to be 1,000 feet in length. This is the largest waterfall that we've ever produced there in Chattanooga. This is something that produces an amazing effect. Obviously, the sparks cascading from just underneath the bridge produces that waterfall imagery. And then it'll be supplemented by what better than red, white, and blue and some noise indicating that the celebration has come to a close.
Full Spectrum and Pyro Shows have had experience in productions for Disney, Dollywood, Riverbend here in Chattanooga, and events around the world. How are you leveraging all of that experience for what we will see on July 4th?
With our years of experience doing shows together, we have brought the highest standard possible, both in safety, creativity, and event execution. So Full Spectrum and Pyro Shows, we've launched countless show activations where it not only highlights its clients, but also caters to the patrons experiencing the show. So it'll be an immersive experience that you won't want to miss.
James, I'll let you chime in if you want to add to it.
Sure. Yeah. One thing I'd like to mention is this will be the first time that additional effects will be produced from the bridge location. Up to this point, we've only produced the waterfall from the bridge. But with this event being mine, hopefully the largest event that the city has ever seen, we wanted to make sure that people had access to view everything from both sides of the river. Historically, the actual firework portion of the event was produced and launched from Renaissance Park. That park will be open to the public because anything pertaining to effects and the waterfall will be isolated to the bridge. So we have been working tirelessly, as Daniel referenced, for months now getting all the approvals required, working with all the agencies. We have worked with TDOT, all of the public works groups there in Chattanooga, as well as the Coast Guard and TWRA to receive all the necessary approvals. And it's really been a masterpiece, the amount of effort, energy that's been put into making sure that everything is produced as safely for the audience and to generate a product that we're all going to be proud of at the end of the day.
How are each of you drawn to the work you do now?
I started out flying drones as a hobby with first-person view FPV drones and camera drones. It was such a rush of adrenaline when flying that I just wanted to keep progressing my skills. So when I heard about swarm technology, drone shows, I dove in headfirst, figuring out how to operate this thing and what it takes to be the best in the business. You know, honestly, at times, it doesn't feel like work. It's such a unique experience that I'm really, truly blessed to be part of it.
Yeah, what little boy doesn't enjoy firecrackers? You know, it goes back, obviously, to a love of fireworks as a child, and was very fortunate about 15 years ago to come on board as a full-time employee with Pyro Shows. We have been blessed to be part of some amazing events across the country over the years and look forward to this being one of the pinnacle events.
As you prepare for this event on July 4th, what are your reflections about America 250? What are your reflections about bringing this one-of-a-kind experience to the community here in Chattanooga, Hamilton County, and beyond?
Well, I think it's important to remember the roots of America and how far we as a country have progressed up to this current day. And there are so many things to be thankful for as an American citizen. And the fact that we have the opportunity to bring this one-of-a-kind experience to family, friends, and the whole Chattanooga community through Hamilton County is such a special feeling. So we hope that future events like this will continue to occur and grow the value that the Chattanooga area brings.
Yeah, I couldn't have said it better. The points that Daniel make about the fact that everything that we do, our goal is to bring the communities together. One thing that I always like to mention is the fact that I did not have the opportunity to serve in armed forces, but as an employee for Pyro Shows, I find myself being part of some of the most amazing events on military bases all across the country. And this is a salute to those who fought for our freedom. And I just couldn't think of a better way to do it in this day and time than to gather together and enjoy some of these amazing spectacles that both of these technologies brought together can deliver.
All right, Daniel, James, thanks so much.
Thank you, Ray. Appreciate your time.
Catch all our conversations on Scenic Routes at our website, wutc.org, on the WUTC app, and wherever you get your podcasts.